something on
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause all my got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my G. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now I can't answer a call cause I'm hauling. I was waking up getting
welcome racks to another episode of the Youth Vibes Podcast. We have our new friends. Well, then y'all been here before, but she has a good friend, Scooby Doo.
Yeah, what's up?
Is that good? We had a little struggle with his name at first. But today's topic is going to be being fake on social media. So, have you guys experienced that?
Yes.
Yeah, I've experienced it a lot.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Yeah. I'm going to go first. Ladies first.
Ladies first. He's a nice person. I love it.
Okay, so I'm just sharing my experience. So, recently, I took my senior pictures. And I posted a picture. Everybody was commenting nice stuff and stuff like that. And it was just like, I don't get these comments on a regular day. So when I post my best selfie, like, everybody want to call me cute and stuff like that. So if you see y'all trying to say I look cute in makeup. I personally think most, like, all of social media is fake due to the fact that, like I just said, we post our best selfie. When we at a restaurant, we post what we eat in because it looks good. Like, we only post the good things. Like, so we don't really know what is really going on in people's lives. And I just feel like that's, it's pros and cons to that.
But, to being fake. So you post a regular picture, like, you know, just chilling, maybe in class or something, no comments.
Right.
Now you got your hair all tossed up, makeup on, and now people on your top. You got some numbers?
No.
I'm cracking up. I understand. It seems like people just like, I don't know, like, what's up with people? Maybe they drew them more attention, but why though? I still look the same. I just added a little bit.
Exactly. Makeup. I think it's the generation.
The generation y'all in.
I just had that one. I like
yeah, it's it. A, it's a, I can't take it. What about you, mister?
My name's Scooby.
Yes, go on. Go off.
But my view on being fake on the internet come from the music and street feel. Like in the streets, you got somebody that's going to like portray a certain image on the internet. If you catch them in person, it's a whole new person.
Yeah.
And like in the music field, you got somebody that's like the same thing kind of, but like if you catch them outside their lyrics, it's like you're not living what you're saying, like you're not backing nothing up.
So I think about it, do you feel like everybody rap about the truth or they should be rapping about the truth?
I think everybody rap about what they want people to hear.
Right.
Okay.
What they think people want
to
hear.
So that's what I'm saying. So if somebody's rapping about what I think you want to hear? But then you saying, like, say you catch me in the street and that's not my life, but am I wrong for that? Or
All right. So, like, this generation, everybody want to hear bang, bang, kill, kill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
You playing that type of music out and I see you in person and you're not even living that lifestyle. It's okay. So you like one of those people.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's interesting. So let's see. If I was a rapper, I would be rapping about what? Going to work? Like, that's why I should rap about, because that's honestly me.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. People don't feel like they may sell, though. That's what the problem is, maybe.
It's not about what sell.
What is it about?
It's about, like, I look at music as doing what you love to do.
Right,
the passion.
I don't really care about how many sales I get. If I get sales from it, that's cool, but it's not what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, you got other people just making money off of lies.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I guess they go back to being fake on social media. Is like you said, I can post a rap that is completely the opposite of what I live by, but people like hearing it, so I'll make my money. But then you'll see me in the library. So then I'm just fake.
Yeah.
But that's what sells though. So maybe that's what why people are fake. I think we had talked about this before about how people don't know how to make money or some shit like that. We were talking about. Like about marketing, like how companies don't know how to make money, but it's the marketing team like that.
Marketing is a whole different topic.
Yeah, but that's why I was saying that it's more so people, doing what they think people want to hear,
mm-hmm. Right?
Or see.
Because when you do you, and people attract to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like Mike Tyson was saying on his podcast. He's like, nobody really know what they doing. Like, even the people with the money,
right?
They be looking at him. Like, they seen Mike Tyson and Catskill, New York, are doing whatever they were doing. They like, damn, look at him. He got something going on over there. Let's shine a light on him. Let's give him more of it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, so it ain't that. I mean, I'm not to take anything away from Mike Tyson, because he said this himself. But it ain't that Mike Tyson was the greatest. It's just that he had the skill, no doubt. And he was in the perfect situation where he got attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? then people see that, and then they duplicate that.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing Mike Tyson was just being Mike Tyson. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't doing this to be here. Like, I was doing this genuinely. They saw me, and then I got here. Then when other people see the got here, they try to emulate there. That's
so they can get there.
Just trying to get there. Instead of just starting from scratch like Mike did.
Right.
Well, what is it that I do, you know what I mean, that can cause attention for me to get there? Like, not, I'm going to do exactly what Mike did. And no, because you're not Mike. You can't. And that's why I keep saying the main thing people can teach you, we had this conversation off air, people can try to teach you anything, try to give you these seminars about stuff, but they can't teach you the main ingredient to all that stuff, and that's them.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, yes.
You being your true self. And you said, like, a really important word you said was attention. I feel like a lot of people do things for attention, especially on social media. So that kind of also factors in being fake, because, like Scooby said, it's not even just with music and rapping. It's like
everything. People
is everything. People will make stupid videos for clout or for attention. Yeah. Like, why?
Love.
Why?
I told you off air, love. Attention is the word that we give to it. Like, at the end of the day, it's love. People want to love and be loved.
You're right.
But this place that we live in, it's a lot of disdain with that.
Mm-hmm.
This place that we live in, you be genuine and you want to love people, you can get taken advantage of. So that's where you see all of this. You see where, that's where all of this, I'll just take the attention. I really want to be loved, but it's going to be attention. And when it comes, I'm going to tell myself it's love.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's how I mean. Well, do y'all have, like, friends on social media who, like, post stuff and they be like, yo, this is not her real life or his real life? Like, they just... Yeah, that's what I experienced, like, friends that just be, like, lying, be like, we just had a conversation yesterday, and now you on social media like this. Or people who, you know, make it seem like their man is paying, like, y'all not too young, paying all the bills, and whole time they taking care of the man. Mm-hmm. It's like, we know that.
Well, I never experienced that. I don't really post nothing on my actual social media.
She don't post nothing unless she got makeup on.
besides on my close friends, and even on that, I don't post anything. And it's just like, because I don't want, the reason why I post dumb stuff on my close friends is because you never know who's watching. Like, never know whether you want to say the government, colleges, anything. Like, you never know who's watching. And it's just like, I don't want people knowing my personal life. Like, I'll post stupid stuff on there just because. Like,
personal life is like a bit
dressed. Yeah, some people I know, they'll post, like, sad things. And I'm not saying, like, that's bad, but I just feel like everybody shouldn't know your business. Because, like, something as easy as you saying my mom don't feed me, that can go out so far. Like,
who posting this? Am I posting it?
Nobody posting it. I'm just saying, it's just a scenario. But I'm just saying, nobody should be posting stuff like that. You don't know where that's going to go. That can go to DHS and then nail you in the foster home, not with your parents. Like,
because you was trying to show up. Well, you put your business on social media, so I don't know. Once it hits social media, it's all our business. So as a family, we got to come together and get this person some food. That's how I be, like, a mess. So, Mr. Scooby, I'm saying it right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, you had any experiences or friends you hang with being fake after they just told you, like, something different?
I got one that, like, he'll post stuff on his story and all that about, like, struggling. Like, a lot of people want to go through the struggle.
Why? That's a good point. Why do people want to be, why do people want to struggle?
I don't know.
That's Drake.
That's not somewhere you want to be.
What do Drake know?
Drake is currently beefing with his dad. Dad beefing with him.
Really?
Yeah, because his dad don't appreciate how Drake keep trying to paint him out to be a deadbeat. Yeah. And he like, dog, I was there. Like,
if you
think about it, Drake got videos singing songs with his dad by a piano.
Wasn't with his dad? Like, he did something with his dad.
I'm not sure.
More life.
His dad don't sound like a deadbeat even from Drake's mouth. Like,
cause even he rap about like being in Memphis, visiting his dad, visiting his cousins.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
Yeah, so
on his recent album More Life, I don't know what song it is, but he mentioned something about his dad.
He definitely did.
Now this is my last comment on it, but I'm just saying, I say all this to say, he has a song with J. Cole called Jodeci Bay. And in the song, it's a clip, he on the phone with his dad talking about all the music that he loved and grew up on? How does a deadbeat know all the music that you loved and grew up on?
What's up with him?
I don't know, but I say all that to say, if somebody like Drake is doing that.
Yeah, and it's selling. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Drake has made a whole career about just downplaying his dad, the whole time his dad sitting right next to him. So why would the next person not do it?
Right, I get what my man Scoob saying. It's something, it's something about the struggle that people think is enticing.
I think they feel like it's sells. So how do you separate yourself from, you know, feeling like people who's being fake is, like, really taking a step ahead where you're being authentic and it may take you a longer time?
I don't really care how long it take me. As long as we still getting the same place, do what you gotta do. I ain't on that.
That's another thing. Like, you know how people be saying how you gotta support people, this, that, and that. But how do you support people when you know they lying? You know they being fake. Like,
I don't.
You
don't
gotta,
and you don't have to support people. Like, you don't have to support people. Like, I pride myself on putting out products that I don't have to beg and ask people to support. And if you're not supporting it, I look inward. Well, maybe I need to be doing something a little bit better. Maybe my editing need to be a little bit better. Maybe my presentation need to be a little bit cleaner. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to fix this up. Like, I'm not about to go in the Joker DM and beg him to ask him to
Joker.
Yeah, that's my thing. Yeah, is no, like, Joker. Yeah, if you sell anything, you got your own business or anything, your biggest supporter is yourself. And it was kind of hard for me to realize that. Because I'm recently trying to start a business, and, like, it's with my positivity page, and when I post stuff, I be telling people to go follow it and stuff like that, and I'm like, I don't need people to go follow it. I'm going to do it regardless, because it's something I'm passionate about. It's something that I care about. And, like, if that's all I need to be, passionate, and I have to care about it, and it's just going to work out. So.
Yeah, passion. We need more passion out here. People just want to be drug dealers, fake drug dealers. What you be rapping about? Let me see what you rap about. What's popping over there? You got a social media page?
You got iTunes.
iTunes, yo, take me straight to iTunes. I like him.
take me straight to iTunes.
That's what's up. I really be having some concern, though, with people who I feel like just be lying. People who do mentoring programs, but, like, don't take care of their own kids. You know, people who give back to other kids and don't take care of their family. Like, it's really a concern. But everything is for social media in there. Everything is for show. Okay. So I do get on the other side, too. Like, you're trying to keep up. Like, you're trying to stay afloat to everything that's going on. You don't want to get left behind. But I definitely do believe it's a reward in being unique. Like, it's a reward in being authentic. Mm-hmm. It may take long, but it's cool. No need to bag the jokers, you know?
Right.
You want to beg the jokers to play your music?
Oh. I don't got to beg nobody.
Let us know. So any advice on how not to be fake? How not to be fake on social media? I'm just going to say, be yourself. Be real. Like, you know what's good and what's bad. Like,
exactly.
What if somebody questioning you 10 years from now, like, remember you talked about this? And you don't have no story because you was lying the whole time.
Oh, and just because you think it's deleted, it's really not deleted. It's somewhere in the files.
Oh yeah, well let me be mindful of it, okay? Because I'm always deleting something. Neon is in the files, cracking that. Any advice from you, Mr. Scooby Doo? I like that about it.
I think everybody's life is set up for a path to greatness in their own way. So, like,
I do too.
If you try and portray something else, you just slowing your own greatness down.
You hear him with the myth. That was poetry right there. So you could use what he said and, you know, write you a quick poem.
I'm too advanced.
Let's hype him up real quick. Tell him where to find your music at.
You can find me on SoundCloud and every other platform at Lil Scooby. You can follow me on Instagram at Scoobyland. It's two D's at the end.
Excuse me.
No underscores though.
I'm about to look him up now so I can hear his rap. But we wanted to do a quick episode of being fake on social media because everybody's just fake these days. So we wanted to invite our young adults here, that's what they are, to give some advice because they have experienced people being fake on social media, even in their own circle. How about that? Before we get too deeper, we just gonna move on to the next topic, though. But thank you all for tuning in.